Okay, let's unpack this. We are seeing really a seismic shift, aren't we, in how people are finding local services. Forget everything you thought you knew about SEO, search engine optimization, the old rules for finding, say, a plumber or an electrician, a roofer. They're just being rewritten by AI. Today's deep dive is really crucial, especially if you, listening, run a small service business. We're looking directly at a recent analysis. It's dated October 24, 2025, and it diagnoses the future of local search. For years, the fight was all about the front page of Google, right? Getting into those 10 blue links. Well, that world, it's disappearing fast.
It absolutely is. We're calling this the AI answer shift. Consumers, they've gotten used to instant gratification and the tech has finally caught up. People aren't really typing questions into Google and then scrolling through results anymore, not like they used to. They're talking to their devices, Siri, Google Gemini, Bing Copilot, maybe ChatGPT, and they expect a direct answer, a spoken recommendation even. The AI is becoming like a concierge. It just skips that traditional search results page altogether. And this brings up a huge new concept for businesses: answer engine optimization, AEO. The shift is, well, it's fundamental. AEO isn't about getting a high rank so someone clicks your link. It's about making your business part of the answer the machine gives, even if, and this is key, even if there's zero click-through to your website involved.
That's exactly our mission today, then. For you, the service business owner, this means finding a strategy, often it's not even that technical, to win that search moment without relying on those organic clicks. We need to figure out how to become the recommended solution in this zero-click economy. So let's start right there. Winning the zero-click battle, what are we targeting? It's not just voice answers, right? It's also those featured snippets, the knowledge panels you see pop up instantly.
Exactly, all those direct answer formats.
Okay, let's make this really concrete. Let's use the scenario the analyst laid out in the source material. Think about a really high-intent search, high urgency. A homeowner finds a leak, maybe their basement's starting to flood. Total panic mode. They grab their phone or yell at their smart speaker, "Who can fix a leaking pipe near me right now?"
Yeah, that homeowner needs help now, instantly. The AI assistant, it doesn't have time to, process 10 different websites and summarize them. It needs to give back a single, confident answer, a business name, maybe a phone number, perhaps a quick summary of their star rating. And the business that gets included in that spoken recommendation, that's the one winning the job. The other nine businesses that might have shown up on a traditional search page, well, in that critical moment, they might as well not even exist.
And that implication is fascinating, isn't it? If the AI is answering directly, giving the recommendation, we're basically cutting off the main source of leads businesses have relied on for years, organic website traffic. So service businesses, HVAC pros, locksmiths, electricians, they now have to focus on being what, like certified by the AI
Yeah,
system.
that's a good way to put it. And here's where it gets really interesting. You raise a really important point about, the nature of this shift. If you aren't the AI's chosen answer,
You're invisible.
you're essentially invisible in that high-intent moment, which you have to admit gives these AI systems enormous power as gatekeepers over local commerce. Is that dangerous for consumers, or is it just more efficient?
That's a tension we definitely need to acknowledge. Super efficient for the user, maybe. But it demands a whole new level of operational clarity from the business. So let's focus on what a small business can control, which is basically the signal they send to these AI systems. How do you signal to these, vast data-hungry systems that you are the trustworthy, relevant, and available choice? Let's start with the absolute foundation. Pillar one seems to be data integrity.
Data integrity is absolutely pillar one of AEO. You got to remember, these AI assistants, they aren't browsing your nice website design. They're incredibly efficient, almost merciless data consumers. They rely heavily on basically two kinds of input. First, trusted external sources. So your Google Business Profile, Apple Business Connect is another big one, Yelp, of course, and dozens of other local directories. If those listings are clean, accurate, and consistent, that's a very strong signal. Second, and this gets maybe a little technical, but it's crucial, they look at your website's internal structured data.
Okay, structured data. Let's pause there for a sec. You mean schema.org markup?
Exactly. Schema.org.
For our listener who maybe doesn't have a web developer on speed dial, what is that really? And why does the AI like it more than just reading the text on the page?
Think of structured data like the nutrition label on a box of cereal. The front of the box looks nice, designed for a human, right? But the nutrition label, that's for the machine. It's precise, standardized. Structured data does the same thing online. It adds these little translator tags behind the scenes that tell the AI, hey, this string of numbers, that's the phone number, or this text here, that's our list of service area zip codes.
Mm.
Without those tags, the AI has to guess, and it doesn't like guessing.
Makes sense.
And for a service business, certain schema types are really critical, like the local business schema. If you're hours or your specific services like emergency pipe repair or your exact address, if that info is scattered around inconsistent or formatted differently across platforms,
Yeah,
the AI sees conflicting signals. It's like a detective trying to solve a case where all the witnesses give slightly different stories. The AI tends to default to caution. It'll choose the business profile that looks clearer, cleaner, more consistent.
Wow. So the cost of just having slightly different closing times listed in a couple of places could mean you're totally excluded from that zero-click recommendation.
Potentially, yes. Especially in competitive searches.
Okay, so clean up the data. That seems fundamental. Which leads right into pillar two you mentioned.
Yeah.
Reviews matter. And not just for making customers feel good, apparently. They're now a core AI ranking signal.
Absolutely. The AI is essentially programmed to look for evidence. Evidence of competence, reliability. It needs algorithmic confidence, you could say. And it gets this partly by aggregating and citing review summaries and star ratings. So if you run, say, a lawn care company, and you've got a solid 4.9 star rating built on recent well-written reviews, that's a powerful signal of trustworthiness to the AI.
Okay, the star rating makes sense.
But it actually goes deeper than just the number of stars. The AI can actually parse the content of those reviews, the text itself.
Really?
Yeah. So if a user asks for, let's say, affordable pest control, and the AI scans recent reviews for a business and finds phrases like highly affordable pricing or great value for the money.
I see.
That business gets flagged immediately as a likely match. The actual words in the reviews directly feed the AI's ability to generate a relevant answer.
That totally shifts the goal of asking for reviews then. It's not just about chasing five stars anymore. It's about encouraging customers to mention the specific services or qualities like same-day service or affordable that you want the AI to notice and potentially cite.
Precisely. It adds another layer to reputation management.
Okay, so we've got clean, structured data as the foundation, then reliable social proof through reviews. Now let's get into the practical execution. The stuff any small business owner can actually do, maybe right now, without needing a complex tech team. Pillar three seems to be about something often overlooked. Answer real questions proactively. The idea is that many AI results, especially those featured snippets, are pulled directly from website content that answers common customer questions. Is that right?
That's exactly it. Think about all those questions that service businesses get on the phone day in and day out that maybe never make it onto their website. Oh, things like, do you only do residential work? Or do you handle commercial properties too? Or are weekend appointments available? What kind of payments do you take? Do you take credit cards? You know, those specifics.
Right, the practical stuff.
Exactly. If the business owner makes sure those exact questions and their answers are written out clearly on their site, maybe in an FAQ section or on a detailed service page, then the AI has easily accessible, structured text it can potentially cite. The big warning here, though, is if those crucial answers are buried somewhere obscure, like deep inside a downloadable PDF brochure.
Which happens a lot.
It does. Or if they're only ever discussed verbally, then the AI basically has nothing concrete to grab onto. You lose that zero-click opportunity. You really have to anticipate the user's question and provide the answer in plain text that the AI can read and understand.
So, using your example, if I'm an electrician, I shouldn't just have a service page that lists wiring.
Mm.
I need a clear section, maybe a question and answer like, do you handle specialized smart home wiring? And the answer, yes, we have experience with Lutron, Control 4 systems, etc.
Precisely. Be specific. Answer the implied questions.
Yeah.
And this idea of anticipation ties directly into pillar four. Consistency is king. When we talk about data consistency, we're primarily focused on what's called NAP plus data. That's name, address, phone number, plus your specific service categories. This core information must match perfectly across every single digital footprint your business has, every directory, every profile.
Can you elaborate on the real-world impact of just a tiny mismatch, say, co versus company?
Absolutely. Let's take your example. Imagine your business name is Alpha Plumbing Co. on your Google business profile, but maybe on Yelp, it got entered as just Alpha Plumbers. And maybe the phone number listed on Apple Business Connect is an old landline you disconnected 6 months ago. For an AI, that introduces doubt. Its confidence in identifying the correct current entity plummets. Mismatched data is basically a recipe for algorithmic distrust. Why? Because the AI can't easily determine the single authoritative source of truth. And as the analysis we're drawing from points out, AI hates uncertainty.
Right.
If there's a significant discrepancy, the system will often just play it safe. It might choose a competitor, maybe one with slightly lower reviews, but whose data is perfectly consistent everywhere.
Wow.
So the cost of inaction, you know, not bothering to clean up those 5 or 10 scattered online listings, could literally be losing the ability to ever be cited as the AI's answer.
That's actually terrifying. It means spending money on advertising could be totally pointless if your basic data foundation is shaky.
Exactly. You've got to get the foundation solid before you start building anything else on top, like fancy content or ads.
Okay. Solid foundation first. Which brings us, finally, to the website itself. In this AEO world, if clicks are down, is my website becoming obsolete? Pillar 5 seems to suggest no, maintain an active web presence.
Your website is far from obsolete. In fact, you could argue it's now the ultimate source of truth for the AI, even if the human customer never visits it first. Search engines, AI tools, they are still constantly crawling your site, indexing its content.
So what kind of activity matters then?
Well, things like regularly updating your service pages with current details, posting high-quality photos of completed jobs that provides visual proof of your work, writing blog posts about seasonal services is another good one, like tips for winterizing your pipes in the Chicago area. All these activities contribute signals to the AI. They show your business is relevant, it's current, it's active. It boosts your overall credibility within the recommendation engine.
Okay, so even if the AI delivers the name, address, and phone number directly to the user, maybe via voice, the underlying reason it chose your business over others is partly because your website was acting as this strong, silent backbone of authority and relevance.
That's a perfect way to synthesize it, yeah. The website now supports the answer engine. It isn't just chasing clicks in the same way anymore. So to kind of summarize our deep dive here, the age of just clicking links, that search model, it's rapidly evolving. We're moving into a zero-click reality, really, powered by these answer engines. But for you, the small service business, the path to AEO success is actually pretty clear. And importantly, it's operational. It's stuff you can do. It demands that foundational clarity. Clean, structured listings everywhere, proactively answering the real questions your customers have, and building that consistent algorithmic trust through great reviews and perfectly matching data.
Right. So what does this all mean for you listening, the small business owner?
I think the good news is that the strategy, as you said, is fairly straightforward. It's about focusing on being the answer, not just trying to be the link. The challenge, though, is significant, let's be honest. While AEO offers this potentially massive instant visibility, it also means you're kind of giving up control over that crucial first customer interaction. Because the answer, the recommendation, it's being delivered directly by a third-party AI system. The AI is essentially making the first sales pitch for you.
That's a really important point. Control shifts.
It does. That leaves us with a final, maybe provocative thought for you to mull over as you rethink your strategy. If the AI delivers the answer instantly and the customer completely bypasses your website, your carefully crafted landing page, how will businesses like the plumbers, the roofers, the electricians we talked about today, how will you adapt your marketing, your sales process to actually capture that customer after the AI has already made the recommendation? What does building trust look like when the AI is suddenly the middleman between you and your potential customer? That's something you probably need to start exploring, well, right now.